Good evening. This is the April 12th, 2018 Whitney Town Advisory Board. Everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let the record show that Paul Friedman is excused from the meeting tonight. And are there any staff introductions?
No, they're in conference of one.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none. Approval of the minutes for March 29th, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the March 29th minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Approval of the agenda for April 12th, 2018.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for April 12th, 2018.
All those in favor of approving the agenda say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. The agenda is approved. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Are there any? So you said Monday, May 14th?
Yes.
At 6?
Yes.
I would like to go, so we can only have two of us there. So.
And that's okay. We can all go there.
We can?
We can. As long as we're not talking about items that will be on the agenda.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, great. I'll add it to my calendar. Planning and zoning. Item number UZ-18-0177. Marsh Gym American Corporation use permits for the following: 1, recreational vehicle sales; 2, watercraft sales; and 3, trailer sales in conjunction with a proposed vehicle automobile sales facility. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, for landscaping and screening; and 2, permit exterior colors consisting of vivid hues. Design review for a vehicle sales facility at 1.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Russell Road, 720 feet east of Nellis Boulevard within Whitney. That applicant is here?
Yes. Richard Threlfall, T-H-R-E-L, F as in Fred, A-L-L, architect. Unfortunately, my little backer board didn't survive the wind. Can I lay this down?
Yeah.
Without too much difficulty?
Make room for you.
It's easier to see it.
Great.
Full size. Thank you. And what I have here, this is the parcel Mr. Marsh owns, but he does not own that little corner there. That's another owner. And we're against an apartment complex. I haven't been able to get in or anything. It's guarded. This is a pump station for the complex. So its actual buildings are back here. So Mr. Marsh, being in the auto dealership business and that, we did a little research on this property, and just to help here, the yellow areas are utility easements that we cannot build under. And usually I have to stand another 10 feet from the power lines of the easement as well. So we kind of have a difficulty with this property in the sense that there's nowhere to build a building. You know, there's no way that I could put a strip center or a retail center or do anything in on this property because of the existing easements. So at the end of the day, we came up with this idea that we could do auto sales, where then all I would need is a small auto sales building that I could locate here in this corner, in this triangle. You can't see back here anyway, from the road drops on down, Russell comes on down. And that seemed to be a consistent use with the zoning, and so that's what we're here applying for today. The only other issue is, I kind of represented in green the area that we want to landscape. The only issue in waiver and appeal is there's existing landscaping here along this R4 zoning, and we'd like to waive the requirement on the landscaping because, as mentioned before, we can't actually plant any trees of size under the power lines. I know the county has a approved list. The neighbor has nothing but shrubs, and they're quite a ways away from the property line. So, and also there's an existing gate from here to here that would be in this area, which is obviously a utility easement access gate. The neighbor here has a serpentine sidewalk, and then the county came in and put in a straight sidewalk. I guess they're free of serpentine sidewalk requirements. And so we would like to pick up in the corner where I feel measured it is 10 feet and begin our wall along that area. We do have a grade change here on the roadway, but we would like to reduce the 15 foot required landscaping to 10 feet. We're gifted the sidewalk, so there's nothing we can do there with that. But just kind of keep this as a continuous line on through. I don't know what's going to happen to this poor fellow at this end. He has a 15-foot side street. He doesn't have anything. And we propose a little small building for sales. So we'd have just a little sales center, a restroom. And of course, we have to do a leach field. We're limited. We don't have sewer or anything like that. And then the last thing the county came up with just recently is, which has got me really perplexed, is I guess they want us to remove the asphalt here and plant plants, but we can't sprinkle them. We can't water them.
In the median?
In the median.
I don't know what you're speaking of.
Yes, there's a... They say, we left a portion of the median adjacent to your site open for future landscaping. Plants will not require irrigation. Those are dead plants to me. So those are basically our issue with the county is over landscaping and buffers, and whether or not they make sense. This is our proposed landscaping area along the roadway and around the building. That was it.
Is it the end of your presentation?
Yes.
This is the public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. One of the items that also came up in here was about the color.
Yes.
Do you have a swatch of the kind of red that we're hearing about?
Mr. Marsh is an interesting character, and he's made of money. I did his Skyline Hotel on the hotel adjacent to the casino on Boulder Highway. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a kind of an interesting red color. I suppose he has a little extra paint. This is...
So it's not like a...
That's the Skyline Hotel. That's the color that he wants to use.
So it's more like a burnt red.
Yes. And they call it Kung Fu Red though I don't know where they get their idea of paintings from.
It's not a pride rug.
No, it's like a burnt red.
Yeah, it's like a burnt red color.
So, taking a look at this, it would say that that you're requesting not to have that landscaping requirement along the property line where the school is.
School. Oh, there is no school. Well, it's a hillside that drives down, drives into nothingness. It's all
part of the city
undeveloped.
Of Henderson. There is a park and a school.
That's correct.
On the property, so the whole property is considered a park and school site.
Okay, but can you see, I mean, the ball field is, because I look very close to this, so the ball field is here.
I didn't catch it. This is just no man's land. And another power easement runs through there.
Before the actual ballpark starts.
Yeah, I think the ballpark is somewhere over here.
Okay.
This is rotten desert.
Okay. Can you talk to me a little bit about, it says that there'll be four light poles.
Yes.
And about the light poles and how that affects the apartment complex next door.
Well, remember the apartment complex is back quite a ways, but we're proposing screened or shielded poles 1, 2, 3, 4. We cannot go into the power lines.
So this one would be the closest.
Yes.
To where it is. And
yes.
Would any of the ambient light come over?
Well, in this image here, I'm going to roughly put my finger on it right there. These are the apartment buildings, and like I said, this is some sort of pump station, or this is a pump station right here.
Okay.
And they have their own lighting in their apartment, you know, low pole lighting because of the power lines.
Okay. I just was afraid that, you know what I mean, like somebody who suddenly is going to have, because there are all the balconies that are there, would suddenly have it in there.
I'm a little curious about the 10-foot setback that you requested mm-hmm. versus the 15 and the request for the waiver. You have one very small building on the property here.
Yes.
That makes sense, and it's all just basically open lot. I mean, why couldn't you do the 15 feet? Why does it have to be 10?
Well, Mr. Marsh is a factor,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
also the desire to just continue the line
from
here. The deeper, it's caused by a serpentine sidewalk that the county didn't give us.
Okay,
where we
so
have 5 feet, then 5 feet, and another 10 feet.
So you're talking continuing off of this point here, that's a 10-foot.
Their wall.
Basically straight in where that goes.
Correct, their wall ends right there, okay. 10 feet from.
Okay.
So our idea was, that makes sense, let's just continue it.
So, going back to the part about that south wall and that no man's land, so to speak, underneath that waiver, so the staff was recommending that this additionally a wall can be provided along the south property line to screen the site from the school and the park. So are you guys open to that suggestion that's in here, that instead of doing the landscaping, doing the wall?
Yes. Mr. Marsh would be interested in security for the vehicles. And whether, you know, right now it's just a chain link fence. But the grade drops off immediately. So as long as it's not too awkward to build, I'm sure we could do something. It's quite a long wall.
Because otherwise, what do you have on that back?
Right now, we have an existing fence.
Which is just the chain.
Right, and then, like I said, the utility easement must come through. I don't have it on my survey, but I can see the poles. I've never had a property with so many easements before in my career that I can't get rid of.
That's interesting.
I was concerned mainly about the color. This Kung Fu Red, I had a whole different color of the Kung Fu Red. I pictured it.
I'm glad I had photos of Scott.
I'm so glad you brought that because I could see
this
garden
yes.
is advertising that red. So right, it just wouldn't go into that neighborhood with the subdued colors.
I listened to a lot of stories about how it's supposed to hold up against UV lights. Mm-hmm. and whatnot, so we bought off on it.
And the park required that area, this six spots, what?
I've got got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And you've got 6 there.
Correct.
And what about the amount of vehicles, whether it be RVs, boats, what is your anticipation?
It's harder for me to calculate, but we had 100 vehicles estimated.
And if we have an RV or we have a boat or a trailer or a car, they're going to be different sizes. There's no stripes. They're going to position them, I guess, to best illustrate the vehicles.
And these are used cars, so but there's going to be no repairs on site. It's just strictly
sales. I don't have that for the building. It's just sales only.
Okay. What approximately do you know what the operating hours will be?
Your standard hours are 8 to 6, I guess, or something. I didn't discuss it with him.
Monday through Sunday.
Gates remain open during business hours, so they're going to close this gate off.
Okay.
I would say we're not very well lit, so I would say they would close at dark or sooner.
Okay.
I just want to go back to, if I could please, I'm a little confused on the median landscaping.
Right.
Why is Public Works is requesting that you provide median landscaping, is what I'm reading here? It says it on here. It says provide native landscaping or decorative improvements within the Russell Road median.
So plants will not be required for irrigation. What's the big, are those fake cactus and fake birds?
Can you help
perhaps
us with that?
Crocodiles.
As you look around the Vegas Valley, there's a lot of these major streets that have the center medians, and you're starting to see a lot more like desert landscape or public art type work.
Right.
The metal trees, metal cactus, that kind of thing, to give you something more visually pleasing than just a vacant strip.
Okay.
So there's a portion of that center median that was not paved or asphalt. It was left as like dirt.
Okay.
And Public Works wants to have improvements put in.
So how does it, I guess the part that's losing me is how does that become their responsibility?
That's what I'm having a problem with.
Because
that
that's, they don't own that.
It's
so
parcel number even.
Right. So
because
how does
they
right
own the property and typically offset improvements on our part of the development that the county do. And he's coming along trying to improve the area, so putting the improvements within the right of way. Since the sidewalks and everything else have already been put in.
So
you're doing both
the sidewalk?
Well, if you imagine if this were not a street and as developer use coming in, he would be on the hook to provide the pavement, the sidewalks, curbs, gutters, and street lights. Most of that stuff has been put in already. But within the median, those improvements haven't been made, so it's because on the developer to do that.
Well, and that's interesting, because Russell was just redone, like within the last like year or so.
A couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, within the last like 2 years, it just was all redone, so it was put in like that then in the revamp. So if he didn't have plants that were put in that doesn't need irrigation, so some type of like decorative artwork would be approved, or is that like something different he would have to do?
That would kind of be at the way that's written, the way I'm interpreting it, it would be desert landscape, which you go out in the desert, there's a lot of stuff out there that's not irrigated.
Okay.
Or some other decorative material, which they would have to work out with Public Works.
Okay.
And if I'm reading this correctly, maintenance after the fact, once it's installed, it's going to be Public Works' responsibility to maintain, and that's what I'm reading anyway, unless I'm just reading that. Do you see that on the next bullet point?
That you're going to accept responsibility.
In perpetuity, I guess, the county would be fixing that or trimming it. Or I kind of, when I drive down Russell, you're going down a hill. It'd be a little amazing to see.
Right.
The city does it. But.
Any other questions from the board?
No, I have nothing right now. No.
Would anybody care to make a motion?
Before we make a motion, then, I have one more question. Because
yes.
I'm seeing a couple of different things and it's kind of confusing. Vivid views, but I'm going back to the color again. You're showing us this kind of subdued brick look. see a red building in that area. So I just want to make sure that the color that we're seeing here is the color.
That's the color that we use. It was called Kung Fu Red by the Pink Company.
Okay.
And I gave the county samples, but that's somebody's interpretation.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I know his logos are that bright red, that red and yellow.
Like the color almost of what your cell phone is.
Exactly. And that's what I, when I saw Vivid U,
yeah,
that's
don't
exactly
let it bite partner for you.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Right.
And that's what
no,
I
it looks pretty good in there, you know?
Classy looking one here.
Right, and that's what we want to make sure that it's not the color itself.
Madam Chair, I just want to state for the record, I am the person who worked on this, and I did not receive any color samples. When I looked up Vivid Red on the internet, I found a whole lot of Vivid Red color. Kung Fu Red, I found a whole lot of Vivid Red colors.
Okay.
That's my own concern.
So, an interpretation issue. You're correct. I showed it to your predecessor.
I'm asking the board to just give a moment to reflect to put together a motion.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the use permit, to approve number one, the waiver of the landscaping, but for number two, listed, the waiver of the development standards number two, I would like to have the clarification of the color with a sample swatch submitted for review of the color. Just so everybody's on the same page. Make sense?
I understand. Yep.
Okay. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is I number DR-18-0221, Stephanie Industrial Park LLC design review for proposed office warehouse complex with an outside area of 4.7 acres and an M1 light manufacturing zone in the MUV3 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Stephanie Street, 1,000 feet north of Emerald Avenue within Whitney. Just say your name for the record, please.
We have light manufacturing site, which is actually down the street on one side that would be accessible only one way from Stephanie. We are proposing a number of warehouses with small office spaces. We meet all of the code requirements, all of the
this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now open to So are currently, are you building it to build it, or do you currently have clients that already signed up to go into that space?
Actually, a portion of it, well, it's a the civil plans are being done right now because we're going to speak, so this will be moving fairly fast. But the applicant is planning on leasing certain areas. I'm not sure which ones they are, but he's also working with the administration and they actually will be selling some of the units.
Okay.
But if this is as a big one as well.
And how many of the units will there be?
There's a total of 8 buildings. Some of them are moving apps, so there's 14 units within 8 buildings.
So it's a mix of warehouses, roll up doors, and then offices.
Yeah, and it has some storage yards on the side, small office, lobby, and the restaurant. And the only out of four of them actually, I mean, one of them is this is one that the floor plans they're based on where it's at on the site, and so elevations vary as well. So we try to, you know, it's just a simple warehouse building, so we try to incorporate different materials, different colors. So it has a metal canopies and it has different colors of glass in the block.
So when you say warehouse, do you mean like warehouse as storage? Warehouse as in light manufacturing in there?
No,
like
storage.
So like a storage unit for businesses? I guess I'm trying to just get clarification. What is it?
I know one of the tenants that they actually are looking at is somebody who's actually doing mechanical installations there, like mechanical subcontractor. So they will be storing the units in the warehouse and they will be operating out of the little office. So those kind of things. And then in the storage yards, I was told they're going to have the commercial vehicles for the construction or the forklifts.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just asking because since there is residential on the other side of the creek, so I was trying to figure out, you know what I mean, if there was going to be a lot of noise that was going to come over if that was going to disturb people. Because on the other side, you have the crematorium. Yeah, that's in there.
And that's the only entrance in this next to La Paloma.
Yes,
correct. So you'll share that drawing.
Actually, the entire drive is on this property.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yes.
I know we do have enough parking. We have a little bit of a park, but I know that there's going to be a concern because these guys get fairly busy once in a while and they park a lot of dirt.
And I see there's no landscaping.
Is there a time frame for this project?
Civils are almost done, so we're looking we are actually starting kind of like semi on construction documents. They're going fast.
So within the year.
Right. They will break down in the next 12 to 6 months, but then we're still over time.
Right. Yeah, my only other general comment is just boy, there's so much traffic now that's going up on 70, and it never was designed, you know, that way. It's a lot of extra traffic.
Well, that street is actually almost like a shortcut. I take that shortcut.
Everybody takes that street. Everybody takes that street back and forth.
After you find it, don't give it up.
Exactly. So, does the board have any other questions?
I just have. I'm happy for the infill. It's being built. I don't just gonna go back to colors again. You're saying because there's other buildings in that area. So you're saying that kind of
yes.
We don't have any glitter colors.
Okay, good.
We have some sort of brownish.
Yeah,
you
would
like yeah. But if you're using the part of the block that actually has a score in it, so it looks like 8x8.
Okay.
Reporters got it wrong.
Right.
Whitney into the whole entire grassroots
what I had learned during that process was that if a township wanted to change it to a city, they would have to lose their township line. So I don't know how we got brought up into it, but
right.
It wouldn't have been a portion of Sunrise Manor, it would just been Sunrise Manor.
Yeah. I'm thinking probably somebody said something somewhere because Whitney has, you know, Boulder Highway with the casinos, so if they were looking at capturing more revenue, that's the only thing that, you know, when I looked at all the different news reports and stuff, I'm like, they're trying to target that.
Well, and their
that
Facebook
makes sense.
Group is called, like, Insiders or something like that, so maybe that's why the RJ got a little generous and added with it to
as well. Sure.
I just want to throw this out to the board, to everybody here right now. Everything's East Las Vegas, East Las Vegas, East Las Vegas. It used to be called Whitney at one time, and then it went to East Las Vegas. So, is there any way we can be identified as Whitney again?
Well, my
not according to the papers and articles and news reports and everything, you know, the weather report. You've got Sunrise Manor, you've got Green Valley, you've got this, that, and the other thing, you know. I would just
every once in a while I'll see Whitney pop up.
Yeah.
My understanding was that it was called Whitney officially
right.
until like the 90s.
Right.
And then something changed it over.
Yeah.
But that has never changed, has it?
Is
it always been Whitney?
At one point in this actually, I've been with the county for a long time and it predated me.
Okay.
It was Whitney, and then for some reason the officially was changed to East Las Vegas.
Right.
Okay.
And then
didn't realize that.
Town board got changed back to Whitney.
It's weird.
But when they talk like the East Las Vegas Senior Center is down on Charleston and Fremont.
Yeah, that's not east.
That's not east. That's downtown.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I mean that's right just yeah. a thought. Just a topic of conversation.
It's interesting.
I don't have anything for general business.
No, I don't either. Community cleanup went really well over the weekend.
Oh,
I thought that was that was good. I just wanted to throw that in there. We went to the one with right over Tropicana. Yeah, it was in pretty bad shape. We got a lot of cleanup done. Yeah, we had a whole. We found a lot of homeless encampments. Obviously, very intricate homeless encampments there that you couldn't even see from the street. But everybody did a great job.
Social service providers are.
So they had done that. They had gone through ahead of time and offered services and everything, and they did a good job. COP from our department was there. LVMPD was there, and went really well. I thought it went good. Had several volunteers out there that did a great job. Got it cleaned up, looked good. We drove by the next day to make sure everybody had moved back in and it was still clear. So it was good. I haven't driven by tonight yet, but I'm going to on the way home.
No,
I was asked off camera to predict. I said, probably a week. We'll have people moving back in. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Couches and what else did I drag out?
Tents.
That one big block. Yeah. Right. So that's the one that, in my heart, I want to get done.
Oh, yeah.
I was not able until that one. We used my personal truck, and we were dragging all that to the dumpster.
Nice.
And I think what I literally did was come back with the shopping cart.
Yep.
Just made up in the bush, just watched it, waited until we cleaned up the area, and then
back in.
Yep. We had a group too.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's
good. Well, unfortunately, as you know, a lot of biohazard things like that when there's people in camp, so it's pretty tough.
I saw a fellow pushing the car to the dumpster. But from your area, Rich, I think some of your former tenants.
Well, they were trying to come back while we were cleaning out.
They came down my street. I was over here on Clark.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving home, I'm pulling the driveway, and I'm looking at these two shopping carts. There's three people total. Two shopping carts. One had the tent still halfway built on it, and everything else in there. And the woman was carrying a god cooler.
Mm.
And I said, I bet you they got this, you know.
There was a woman and two males that tried to come back while we were doing it, so it's probably another
that's
part.
And then they went down to Duck Creek.
Yep. They went past us, and I was afraid they were going to key my vehicle. It was sitting there, so they saw me get water out of the vehicle, but they ended up at the Walgreens, and they were coming back down south, so that's probably
Did veterans stay on your side most of the time?
most of the time because of the, I mean, we had a pretty extensive development out there. We filled the first dumpster within an hour. It was completely full, it overflowed, and I mean, not even where they could transport it would have to be, yeah.
Over there at our site,
yep.
And helped the kids move the stuff from one dumpster that was super full.
Yep, to the other.
To the other one.
Yep.
The Republic's not going to take the dumpster stuff, anything outside the dumpster.
Anything that's protrudes, yeah, it has to be, well, what, 6 inches under or a foot under?
Too, but anything, there was so much that was just put around the dumpster.
Right. Oh, God.
So,
okay.
We went and grabbed all of it, threw back my truck, and threw, like,
gotcha.
Some of those back and forth to the dumpster that wasn't built. So, I know, it's just hard to kind of figure out where to put those dumpsters, because there was just so much. But we have another thing that I'm going to go to. What's today?
Saturday is the
camp
Saturday.
Okay.
Good.
Got it.
Yeah. Where is that starting? I mean, where are they going to?
Wetlands Park.
They're starting.
Oh, they're going all the way back up towards Stephanie? Or?
Well,
no. Wetlands Park on the 14th. Then the 17th is Fuller and Russell.
Okay.
And the 19th is the wash.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Oh, who's doing the wash?
It would have been nice, I'll just say this in the future, with how extensive that was, it would have been nice to have like a front loader or something to help with some of that, because it was pretty bad. Shocking. Hopefully Public Works or somebody, but I don't know. They were there with us, though. They were helpful.
To have Public Works cleaning out the wash, they would have money.
Right, exactly. It'd be OT or... Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah,
it'd be tough. We did have a gentleman out there, though. He did a good job helping out. We appreciated it. They got a lot done. We had to leave after right at the 2 hour mark, so we still had some baseball going on, but you know, a lot of progress made. It was looking pretty good. Oh, you can probably see the raccoon lines in my eyes still, so.
And the commissioner was cleaning up graffiti. He was out there painting, so.
Yeah,
that was great.
He was out there painting.
But it was a good turnout. It's good. So just wanted to throw that out there, too.
They
were with us a lot of the time. They did it. They were out there actually working and helping dismantle some of the stuff. It was great.
They did, and they got a call. Yeah.
They kept having calls, and they would come back after the call, and then went out again. But they
started off with us.
Yep.
They left. They must have came back. And
yeah, they came and went a couple times with us. Yeah, they was great having them out there.
Yeah, I don't know who's watching the wall by the Nellis Bridge. On the walls that back by the wash that's there, but it had gotten tagged about a week or two ago, and I was going to do something, and then also when I went by the next time, it was gone. So I don't know if the...
So is it the wall that's at the apartment complex?
Know where the homes are.
Oh, so north of, not south?
No,
north
it's
of
on
north?
The wash. It's on the wash. So the apartment complex is here, right before it, the homes
that's
on Bridget.
Oh, okay.
Well, they did great.
Because
it was,
they've been cleaning up pretty good.
Yeah, it was really fast. Unless it was the homeowner that did it, but they usually don't. And so it was hit pretty extensively, and it was only there for maybe like 2-3 days.
So we had their company out there too, and so they are the company that contracts with to strip and clean. So we always ask them, well, come out. So they come out and we just give up like big areas. So
nice.
This time I gave them.
Yeah, layer over layer.
They had their cars go back there.
So maybe they saw because that would have been...
They would
like,
have seen it. Probably.
Yeah, they would have seen it if they were down there. Anyways, that's a compliment. They did a good job.
Good job.
I have not a complaint, a compliment. Okay, comments by the general public. I'm here devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please fill your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Anybody from the general public? Seeing there is none, the next meeting date is April 26, 2018. We are adjourned. I got birthday cake waiting for me.
Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Thank you. Good for doing like